Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all should be able to hear it pretty good. Again, good evening to everybody that wanted to join in the Bible study, walk through the word with the Minuteman. Good old-fashioned Bible study is best. And those of you that listen by the way of the web, those of you that call in, and like I say, I have not had anyone to call in quite some time, but we are not worried about that because when I started this Bible study, it was just me, and I am the captain of this vessel, and I will run the ship. So right here, we want to stand, we want to pause for a few moments of prayer. I'm not going to hold you long, but just a few moments of prayer. And then we'll go on into a couple of announcements and then on into the Bible study. So please stand by. Y'all bow your heads up. Just a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for life, health, and strength. Father God, thanking you for being the creator of this universe. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us through danger, seen and unseen, with things that we didn't even know we was getting into. You was protecting us from it, even when we didn't even have any idea what was going on. We thank you, Father God. We also, Father God, right here, we want to thank you and ask that you would go and bless me with the sick and the shut in and with the bereaved family, Father God, tonight. Bless everyone that's on this call and the Bible study, Father God, and may they be enriched with the word, your word, and that we might put it to practice, not just hear, being a hearer, but being a doer of your word. Father God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And then, Father God, when this life is over on this side, Father God, we ask that you would shape your word as a vessel to ferry our souls on cross Jordan River so that we can be rest, reign with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. And everybody say amen. Amen. We thank God for you, as I've said. And we are going to go on. And like I said, I don't have too many announcements. In fact, like I said, we know everybody's trying to get the venture. Most of the churches are trying to venture back into the sanctuary. Been away for so long, about a year and a half. And I think a lot of people are a little still flaky about it and everything. But nevertheless, God is not afraid, and neither am I. And so we're just going to do exactly what thus said the Lord, y'all. And as I say, my church, my home church, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, when we went back into the sanctuary on July the 4th, which was the first Sunday this month, and we done had three Sundays there in a new era. We are full-time ministry now. And so we are thanking God, and we're going to try to give him all the praise, not just some of it, but give him all the praise. And we say to all of you cyber friends, the ones that are yet with Vidy Man, like my sister here, Jackie, and I know that there have been some that have come and gone. We can't worry about the people that have left. They had their own thing that they had to do. That's fine. We realize that people don't come in your life all the way to stay. They come in for a season. And once they serve their purpose, they are out of there, like you and I. But then there are some that be there for the long haul. And that's what we just thank God for, the ones that are yet hanging in there and sticking to the thing and the call at hand. So with that being said, tonight, like I said, we're going to go. I want to spotlight a quartet group called the Nightingale. I want to bring them back to the forefront. It was a song they sang years ago called Saints, Hold On. And they have had many lead singers, but the one lead singer that I'm talking about in particular was the one named Calvin McNair. He's no longer with him. He's gone home for reward, I hope. He one led that song, Saints, Hold On, talking about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, led by Moses and everything. Saints, Hold On, very, very good song. So we just thank God for the Nightingale. Y'all know about the Nightingale. Those of you that are familiar with quartet music, quartet spirit, you should be familiar with the Nightingale. What's up there, Brother Hammer, man? I saw you just pop up in the chat there. All right, good to see you there, Doc. And you and Jackie, I'm asking both of y'all this here tonight. I tried to find my feed in YouTube, and I couldn't find it, y'all. So y'all can text me sometime after the Bible study about did y'all ever find it on YouTube or did y'all get it in Facebook. Now, I found it in Facebook, but I never did find it in YouTube. Just a heads up on that. So with that being said, now we're going to go right on now into the Bible study at hand. And as usual, I'm going to use the technology to work with me and not against me. We're going to be coming from Genesis, the third chapter, about the first 10 to 12 verses that we're going to use tonight for this. I'm going to call it a little discussion because I'm not going to try to strain it out a whole long time and everything. But at any rate, Hammond, you said you get a notification from YouTube. I didn't get nothing last night, early this morning when I tried it. So, and I brought up my YouTube channel on my other laptop, and I never did get. But then, you know, like I said, we're not going to worry about it. As long as you getting it, as long as y'all are getting it, that's the main thing. But I just never did get it. But I did get the video inside of Facebook. So we're going to let this technology work for us right here tonight. Genesis, the third chapter, starting the very first verse. Here we go.
Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman,
Yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
And the woman said unto the serpent,
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
And the serpent said unto the woman,
Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
All right. We're going to stop right there. I hope that y'all were paying attention to the reading of the scripture. For the night study will come from those particular verses of scripture. And if I just had to use for a subject, whatever you want to call it, I would use this statement. Don't talk to snakes. Don't talk to snakes. My brothers and sisters, as we see here, I went back to creation, and we see something here that a lot of debate has went on inside the church and outside the church about who was at fault. Who was at fault in this scenario here about the fall of man, time. And many men are going to try to the best of my ability and with the help of the Holy Spirit to show y'all and to point the way so you can see the eyes of your understanding will open. That's my job. If my job is not to say anything new because this has already been said and stated by the Holy Spirit, but it is my job to see can I open up people's eyes that somehow they have snoozed off to sleep. That's my job. Where is the fault? Where did the fault lie? And I'm going to try to help y'all see it tonight, if you can receive it. Remember, Jesus said, let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. That's in the book of Revelation. Now, if you know it, if you know it, God had created everything perfectly. Everything was good, and it was very good. It wasn't only good, it was very good. Do y'all hear that? I want y'all to please listen up tonight. If you don't listen to nothing else I said thus far, listen to what I'm telling you tonight. Everything that God made, it wasn't just good. God said it was very good. Don't y'all remember me telling y'all that God don't need no help from man? Huh? Do y'all remember me telling y'all that? Keep that in your forefront. Keep that in your mind. God don't need man's help for stuff like whatever he has done, it was perfect the way he did it. Leave God's work alone, and you won't get in trouble. See, this is what's happening right here tonight. That is about. Don't talk to snakes. See, if God has said something, shut up. It ain't for debate. If God done said something is wrong, guess what? Hush, please. It's wrong. Don't be trying to give your cute analysis on why you think it should be this way. If God told you it was wrong, just leave it alone and hush your big mouth. And God is right. God is always right. Now, I know some people don't like me to tell you to hush, but I done told you, and I'll tell you again. Hush. If God done said don't mess with it, don't mess with it. He meant what he said. Look at the word, the scripture that was just read to you. Now, God made everything good, and lo, it was very good. That's what God said. You can't add nothing to that. God created man. He created me, and he made the woman. Let me tell y'all women something. I was created. The male species was created. Y'all was made from the male. God took a rib out of Adam and made the woman. Guess what? To be dominated. The woman had just as much, there was an equal partnership there. It was an equal partnership there. It was straight up. It was an equal partnership. The woman had just as much authority as the man did in the beginning. In the beginning. But now I'm going to show you where it messed up at. Talking to snakes. Eve, we are all automatic to say, well, Eve didn't know about the tree that was in the midst of the garden. How could you say that after just hearing the scripture being read? Yes, she did know about that tree. Adam told her about that tree. God didn't. Adam did. So don't blame Adam. And somebody, well, Adam should have told his wife. He did tell her about that tree. Because how else did she know about it? Because God never spoke to her about it. God never said one word to Eve about that tree. He told Adam about that tree. He said, the day that you eat of this tree, you will certainly die. That's what God told Adam. He did not tell them to eat. But we know that Eve knew because Adam told her because what she just asked God. Y'all heard the scripture read? She told God. She told the saint. She told the saint. God said that we should not eat his fruit. Neither should we even touch it, lest we die. How did she know that? Unless Adam had to tell her. Because God never told her. But see, she was talking to the wrong man. She should have been talking to Adam, her husband. But she was out there talking to the saint. So she was deceived. But she did know and have knowledge of that tree because Adam did tell her. All right, freeze that scenario. Ladies, don't get mad at nobody. Don't get mad at Adam. Don't get mad at the man because he told you not to touch it, but you did. You went out there talking to somebody you had no business. Don't we all get ourselves in trouble by going places that we should not go? And that don't mean just women. Men do that same thing. You will get yourself in a world of trouble as you stay away from certain places. And keep your mouth closed. Stop talking to snakes. Well, let's look at what happened. After the mess was made, and like I said, y'all, we're going to be through with this Bible study in just a few more minutes. After the mess was made, let us look at what God did. Eve, deceived by the snake, the devil himself, she took the apple and his crazy self just ate it. He just ate it. He wasn't deceived because God had told him what to do. Adam was not deceived. Adam just flat out disobeyed the command of God. See what I mean? He just flat out disobeyed. The woman, at least, she was deceived. But Adam just flat out disobeyed. Well, let us look at what happened. God came down, this Bible tells us, in the cool of the day. Now, this me talking y'all here now. This is me now. Like I told y'all, when I can't prove it by the Bible, I have to say that's my opinion. When it say God came walking down in the garden in the cool of the day, I believe that what it is meant or what this really means is that this event pissed God off so bad until he had to wait till he cooled off by Satan deceiving his creation to make his creation go against his will and disobey him. That's what I believe that it meant by God waited until the cool of the day. He had to wait till he cooled off. Because I believe he ever came right there, he just probably destroyed everything right there at that moment. But he waited until the cool of the day. But now look at the scenario, y'all. When God came to the garden. Now remember, the woman was deceived. Remember that. The woman was deceived. one that ate the fruit first. But look who God called for. He didn't call for Eve. Did y'all notice that? When God came, he didn't call for Eve. He called Adam. Why? Why? Why did he call Adam? Because he had put Adam in charge. Adam was the head, and God had given him the commandment. So guess what? Adam was the one that was at fault, according to God. God was worried because, see, had Adam would just slap that fruit out of Eve's hand and told her, I thought I told you, woman, that God told her not to eat that fruit. If he had done that, everything would have been all right. But no, he knew what God had said. He still ate the doggone fruit. He was stupid talking to snakes. Y'all got to excuse me here for a minute. But if the Lord will, and I do get a chance to walk in his kingdom and the new world to come, see, Adam, I'm going to punch him right in his mouth because it was his fault. The reason all the mess we go through to this very day, it is Adam's fault. It wasn't the woman's fault. It was Adam's fault. He was the one that had the commandment. He's the one that really had the bigger disobedient problem, not Eve. Now, this equality thing. All right, ladies. This has been to piss y'all off. Y'all grab your seatbelt, ladies. All of you. Grab your seatbelts off and tell you something that you may not have gotten it from nowhere else, but you're going to get it from Minuteman tonight. Grab your seatbelt, ladies. You know that little word y'all always use, ain't no man going to rule over me. Well, honey, let me tell you something. You did that when you disobeyed. When Eve failed to obey her husband about that tree, the man over her, the curse made y'all become lower than the male species. That's what put y'all up under his leadership, really, because in the beginning you was equal. But because of the fact that y'all disobeyed by not listening to your husband, and you went and did something and got deceived, God, therefore, you went up under a curse. And you know what that curse is? You got to do what your husband say now. That's where the inequality came in at. Now, I know that don't sound good to y'all, but that is the truth. Read the Bible. Read the whole account. Read the whole account. It is the curse that brought on this here. When you, the fall of man made it unequal. But in the beginning, the male and the female, they coexisted together. They had equal authority together. But it was the curse and the fall that God put the woman then up under the man. It was the curse that did that. But I got good news for you, ladies. I don't know why nobody else hasn't told you this. I got good news for y'all, ladies. Jesus reversed the curse. See, just like when I tell people, there's not neither male or female in Christ. It ain't no more male or female in Christ. We are all equal in Jesus. See, because Jesus affixed the curse. Remember, he hung on the tree. That's the original curse that fixed that. So now, the woman has her right standing back as a co-exister with the man. If you be in Christ, that's neither male or female. We are all equal in Christ, but that's only in Christ. So, y'all, I do hope, I really do hope that I have helped somebody tonight in explaining this, because this is something that you don't get in most of your churches today. You don't get that kind of explanation. They're going to start talking and pointing fingers. But no. If you notice, each one of them, Adam, Eve, and each one of them tried to point the finger at them. Adam said, the woman you gave me, he was from God. Then the woman said, the serpent. Everybody went to point the finger at the other one. That are doing what? Taking full responsibility for your own action. Amen. That is the key tonight, y'all. We must stop trying to put the blame on everybody else because I messed up. If you make a mess, you're the one got cleaned up. Thank God for Jesus, y'all. Thank God for Jesus. But I hope, ladies and men, that we now see the whole reason behind it. The God, this world is cursed. This world was cursed. Jesus, God never cursed the man or the woman. But the world that the surrounding was cursed. He had blessed us and blessed we were going to be. And we are still blessed. Thank God for Jesus, y'all. Thank God for Jesus. So I'm just hoping, y'all, that y'all got something from this night. Study. And this, y'all learn to read and study the word of God for yourself. And ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten your mind and you can see these truths. Stop taking the word of anybody for everything. And then learn to count on the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty to teach you these things and these truths. And good Bible study with somebody that's going to come from the Bible. Not somebody that's going to be talking about some old foolishness all the time. Amen. And so with that being said, y'all, we're going to say to my brothers and my sisters, Jack, I see you have written something down there. Oh, yeah, we definitely need that system. Not only worldwide, we need it housewide. We need it housewide. Need a prayer as much as needed. Exactly. That's exactly what it needs. But we got our mind too much in Washington, D.C. That's why I hear. We look to Capitol Hill instead of the Hill. That's what most of us are looking for. But you are right. The world needs prayer. Everybody. But it's so needed in household-wide as well. Because, see, charity begins at home, and then it spreads abroad. It starts at home. Yeah, we need to evangelize our community, but you ain't even doing nothing at home. How can you go into community and the church? Well, we need to do this at the church. Do it at home first. Do it at home first. So we thank y'all, Sister Jack and Brother Hammerman, for attending the Bible study on this night, not only this night, but on the nights before this and all of the other nights that y'all have been very supportive. And we give God the praise and we give y'all the honor for being true to the word. And so, like I said, to the next week, we're going to go on and sign off on this one here. And we're going to say again that we certainly do appreciate and we certainly do thank y'all of what part y'all play in the co-laborer of this here gospel. So I'm going to end it in the way that it should be ended. I'm going to end it, this Bible study in the way that it should be ended. Let me see. All right. Yep. Everything starts at home. So that's what Jesus told him. He told the disciples when he was getting ready to leave, he told them to go back into Jerusalem. Start the ministry down first and then let it spread abroad. You don't put no food in my refrigerator. You ain't got none of yours. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to end this here broadcast in a respectable way, in a physical way. And it said, now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. Amen. And we want to say we thank God for y'all, you Sister Jack and Sister Brother Hammerman. We thank y'all for the thing. And we want to say good night. And we are hoping to see you on the next week. Y'all be blessed. Everybody.